The Haunting of the Necromancer. The necromancer knocked on the door of the office of his father, the King of the Grim Reapers, nervously. "Come in," he heard his father shout back. He walked in the paperwork-filled office to see his dad signing and reading papers with a quill and ink. "Glad to see you. Give me an excuse to put the pen down. I hate this pen," the Grand Reaper said. He looked like a man at that time. "Then why not use a biro?" asked his son. "Fate says we must use a quill and ink to keep up the gothic look of the place," said the Grand Reaper. "He likes to have his way, as you know." "Yes," said the necromancer. "What brings you to my dingy little office?" said the Grand Reaper. "I was told of something you should know about," said the necromancer, "an illegal haunting." "I will deal with it," said the Grand Reaper. "Tell me about it." "Well, it is in my home," said the necromancer.
"Your home? How? Why?" asked his father.
"One of fate's chosen to die," the necromancer said, only to be interrupted by his father. "The ghost of one of your victims followed you home, did they?" asked the Grand Reaper. "Yes, and he's not moving on. He's terrorizing my family," said the necromancer. "And your children have no powers," said the Grand Reaper, "so it bothers them most." "Yes, they see their dad as a dork talking about magic and ghosts being sent to the other side," said the necromancer. "Then Grandad will visit and we can get the ghost," said the Grand Reaper. Later. There was a knock on the door of the home of the necromancer.
"Who is it?" asked Lance Alexander.
"Avon calling," a voice returned.
"Dad?"
asked Lance.
"Of course,"
grumbled Blake Alexander. "Let me in, boy." Lance let him in.
"You ready?"
asked Lance.
"I am always ready," Blake said.
"Your granddad's here, children," called Lance's wife. Out ran Lance's two teenage children.
"Look, it's the dork and super dork," said Lance Jr., seeing their dad and granddad.
"I am not Super Dork, they call me Blue Midnight," said Blake, offended, "and he's the enchanter. We are sorcerers."
"Whatever," Junior replied.
"You are the biggest fakers. Magic is not real, it is just a trick," Christine, Lance's daughter, said.
"We are not fake anythings," said Lance.
"I could debate that with you," said Blake.
"Don't go there in front of my children, granddad," said Lance.
"Where is the ghost?" Blake said, changing the subject.
He's watching the TV," said Junior.
"Watching TV?" Blake said skeptically.
"Yeah," said Christine.
"What's on? Is it the Munsters?" asked Blake.
"No, not now that's over. He's watching Neighbors," said Junior.
"You sure this isn't the Munsters?" Blake asked.
"No."
"Come with me," Lance said coldly to his dad.
They wandered into the living room. The ghost was sitting in Lance's favorite chair watching Neighbors in an eerie scene. Blake huffed. "This is the stupidest haunting I have ever seen. You only want him gone to get your seat back."
The ghost looked at them.
"Necromancer, who's your friend?" the ghost asked.
"He's your worst nightmare," said Lance darkly.
Blake ran into the room and sat on the couch eagerly watching the TV.
"Now I have a ghost and a Grim Reaper in my lounge room," said Lance infuriated.
"A Grim Reaper where?" asked the ghost in horror.
"Me, the Grand Reaper," said
Blake, more engrossed in the television than the ghost, who he saw as no problem.
"Grand Reaper, what's that?"
the ghost asked.
"Another name for a couch potato," Lance hissed.
"King of the Grim Reapers, he's meant to get rid of you."
"Oh, he's no bother, he has good taste.
Anyone who likes Neighbors is all right with me," Blake said.
"You watch that tripe," said Lance. Blake winked.
"See what I mean?" Blake said. Then Blake and the ghost laughed.
Lance stood piqued.
"If you won't help, I'll get rid of him myself," shouted Lance, his features growing darker.
"Dork, why are you shouting?" said Junior, walking in the room.
"Junior, get out of here. Daddy's taking the ghost to the other side," said Lance.
Yeah right, dork, said Junior, who sat on the couch next to the Reaper and watched the show.
He's in this episode, is he? Said Junior excitedly, seeing an actor in the show.
Yes, yes, this is what I need, Lance said sarcastically. Lance walked up to the ghost.
Get out of the way, I can't see the TV, the ghost complained.
Get out of his way, boy, Blake hissed.
Lance rolled his eyes.
You are dead, come with me, said Lance in a voice so funny it made Junior laugh.
I wanna watch this, said the ghost standing up.
Quit it, stop using the voice, let him watch this, Blake said.
He is a ghost, he shouldn't be watching soapies, said Lance.
Dork, snapped Junior in protest.
After the show finished, Lance talked his dad into letting him take the ghost to the other side. Lance's children after that called Lance the Mega Dork.